don't look now. Well, go ahead and look now. It's Friday already on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie here on EWTN Radio. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you, we should say. And there are some shows during the month where you really count and you really matter. And this is going to be one of them. Hi, Debbie. How you doing?
Hello, Jerry. It's Friday. We're a little punchy. It's good. It's Friday. But this is our monthly unscripted show. Very popular for our Take Two family. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. This is where you bring all your thoughts, concerns, questions about the faith, of what's going on in the world. You can revisit past shows. You can suggest future topics for us to put on the calendar for 2022. Whatever works. It's unscripted. It goes very, very fast. So please start calling in right now. Bring anything to the table. It's an open forum. We talk about it. Okay. Here is the number. You're going to speak to Charles. He is wonderful to talk to. He'll chat with you for a few minutes, put you on hold. You get to listen live and we have a very nice discussion, just like we're in your virtual living room with a nice cool drink and we're just shooting the breeze, you know, changing the world. Okay. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Start dialing right now.
Yeah, it's always the best time to call at the start of the program, obviously. Lines are wide open right now. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. What have you been up to? If you want to talk about anything, we have some regular shows during the month all about relationships. Maybe you'd like to talk about a particular relationship, your faith life, how that is going. Maybe life has you down a little bit right now. We can hopefully try and offer a few words to get you picked back up again. As Debbie said, we can talk about questions of the faith. We are not apologists in the same vein as Colin Donovan and all the great folks on EWTN and Catholic Answers, but we know the faith pretty well, so if there's something you have a curiosity about, a question about regarding the faith, something the Catholics teach and believe or do, give us a call about that as well. So here's the number again. Please start calling 833-288-3986.
Okay, we say this every Friday, folks. We say don't get started with your weekend yet. Okay, we need your help. You are the catechists here. You are the ones who bring important information to the table so we can talk about it. We need your help. You again, I'll put the invitation out there. You do not have to be Catholic to call in. If you're listening right now, this is a live call-in show. It's a very wonderful, safe, comfortable, relaxing format where you can call in, ask questions. We can talk a little. It is a worldwide platform, but that's wonderful. It gets to a lot of souls, and that's what we want. 833-288-3986. Phone lines are just starting to light up, so you have plenty of time to get in, but we don't do a part two for Unscripted. It's once a month. So please help us out right now and fill the phone lines.
Well, yesterday we had a really fun show. We asked you to call in with your favorite and your best clean jokes, and it went real well. So if you were on the line maybe at the end of yesterday's show and you want to share your favorite joke that you didn't get a chance to, you could do that. We don't want it to turn into a part two right now because we do have it as unscripted. And as Debbie mentioned earlier, maybe there was a recent show that you had some thoughts or things you would like to share on the topic and didn't even get a chance to get to your phone or time ran out or something. Feel free to give us a call. And we do put a lot of shows on the calendar that you suggest. So Debbie also mentioned we would love to hear from you if there's a topic, an idea, a thought, some kind of a topic you would like us to put on the future calendar. We'll do that. 833-288-3986.
And I think you mentioned this, but I'll mention it again. We got Rich Jesse, who's producing our show today, also controlling everything. He's the person behind the curtain controlling everything, and that's wonderful. Also social media as well, and Charles Beery is answering phones. So we're ready. We're just waiting for you. So you need to start dialing and ask your question or bring up a topic that's happening in the world or in the church, or maybe you want to just, you know, something's bothering you, you know, something's just, you know, deep inside of you and you're thinking, I got to talk to somebody about this. We want to be that somebody, okay? 833-288-3986. Please fill those last couple phone lines so we can have a very vibrant discussion on our monthly Unscripted.
And there are other ways you can participate in the conversation. You can email take2, and it works with the number 2 or the word spelled out, take2@ewtn.com. If you're watching the video on Facebook or YouTube, hello to you wonderful people there. And you can put your comments in those boxes there on the social media. And also, you can text the letters EWTN to 55000. Wait for a response. Put in your first name and your comment. There might be a small data rate. And we have a website for the show. We certainly hope that you will go there often. We post before each day's show. It's at take2show.com. And there is a place for you to leave comments there as well. Those will get right to us here. And time permitting, we will share as many non-phone call participation as we can here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you.
Well stated, Jerry.
Oh, thank you.
I'm still laughing from I went back and listened last night. I played it for Marty.
Oh, yeah.
And we were just laughing. Marty was writing down all the jokes. He goes, this is good stuff.
Good material.
good material. Okay, there is one open phone line. Here we go.
Yeah, there is.
Right? There it goes. The Holy Spirit's moving, and that's the way to do it. Number to dial if you want to get in on this great unscripted for January. January is almost over. Is this time flying for you guys? It's flying for us. Every single minute, Jerry and I are getting older by the second. So help us out here. Let's have a great unscripted at 833-288-3986. And we love first-time callers, and we love folks that aren't Catholic, because we want to talk with you. You're part of the Take Two family, so fill the phone lines. I think we're going to have a great unscripted today, Jerry.
We are. Yeah, we've got several calls already screened by Charles Beery, who is gracious enough to step in today on the program. Matt Gubinski is also our normal call screener. And the show team is here. It takes a lot of people to put this show on the air, and especially you. It takes you, the Take Two family, each and every day, calling in and sharing your takes, your lived experiences, your wisdom, your insights. And today, it's pretty much anything goes. We would love to have you join us here on the program. We have Doug and Regina and Tracy already lined up, ready to go. And Charles is going to get to those other calls. And one line did just become available, so if you would like that one, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986.
Please join us. Don't sit this out. Don't get started with your weekend yet. This is your unscripted show today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. Please call us, 833-288-3986.
For making Take Two with Jerry and Debbie part of your day. We're here Monday through Friday at this time, noon Eastern, and an encore broadcast at midnight Eastern on most of these EWTN stations. And there are many ways you can listen to our show and all of the other great programming on EWTN. And yes, there are still terrestrial radio stations that people listen to, AM and FM stations, in addition to all of the new technological ways of listening. So if you would like to help your community receive the word, the great programming, dynamic truth from both our church and through EWTN radio, you can help start a Catholic radio station right there where you live, powered by the truth of the church. And again, EWTN's dynamic radio programming. Just email Steve, and his email address is radio@ewtn.com. radio@ewtn.com. And who knows, maybe the Lord would use you and some friends of yours to help start a local station where you live.
That's exciting. Okay, so we are going to the phones. This is your unscripted. Please make sure you write the number down and start dialing in for this brief hour we get to spend with one another. You can bring anything to the table, to the conversation, 833-288-3986. And first up is Doug, our dear friend Doug, Stand Tall Doug, in Blooming Prairie, Minnesota, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Doug. How are you feeling? We've been praying for you.
Good, very good. Probably because of your prayers. So, as a takeoff from yesterday, I kind of felt for both of you when that Tyrannosaurus Rex joke came up, and it you know, the one that said, "Why can't they touch their head?" The answer kind of went over your head, I think. But if you're part of the T-Rex joke club, it usually has to do with their short arms. They had such short arms. And most people who are part of the club, they'd say, well, because he's got such short arms. And then you throw him off balance by saying, no, because he's deaf.
Right, but, right.
I also had a kind of a testimony that's connected to, does Jesus or heaven have a sense of humor? And right around the time my dad was in his last days, we were joking around at work with what's the difference between a northern and a southern fairy tale. And the answer is the northern starts with once upon a time, and the southern starts with y'all ain't going to believe this stuff. there's a little, crasser form of that. But anyway, so we've been joking about that for a couple weeks at work. And the day came when we knew we were taking my dad off his life support. So I'd asked for the afternoon off, and I came home, at noon, and sure enough, my sister had left a message that, at 11 o'clock, Dad passed peacefully. So I'm out here on the farm all by myself, and I went outside, and it all kind of hit me like a ton of bricks, and I was crying like a baby.
Hmm.
Daddy's gone.
Right.
And somewhere in that crying, all of a sudden, I started hearing the birds singing, but more clearly than it seemed like I'd ever heard them before. And something either spoke to my heart or I actually heard it. It said, y'all ain't going to believe this place.
Hmm.
And it tied right in with that, joking around at work. And my tears of sorrow actually turned to laughing.
Mm-hmm.
I was laughing out loud. I just considered a blessing as though Dad knew exactly what I needed to, bring me some hope and cheer me up. And so I'm convinced that Jesus and heaven, they definitely have a sense of humor. And it's always to lift our spirits.
Mm-hmm. Well, Doug, thank you. You sound much better, so thanks be to God that you are feeling better. We're happy to hear that. And it sounds like you ran a range of emotions there, but I'm reminded of a scripture passage, as I often am, and I can't put my finger right on exactly where it is right now, but there will be no more tears in heaven. Tears will be wiped away and so forth. And it just seems like you got a little bit of a preview of that because of going from the tears of sorrow to the laughter. And I don't recall if we have your dad's first name, or actually how long it's been since he passed, but we certainly want to put him in our prayer book if we don't have that already, Doug, if you want to give us his first name.
Yeah, Richard, and he passed in a year 2000. He didn't get to see the 911, but it's been a while.
Yeah. Wow. Our prayers are certainly with him and with all of you.
Yeah, and I was just going to say, Doug, real quickly, I've said this before on the show, on past shows, we don't contemplate heaven enough. We don't do it enough. And I think there's a lot of books written about it, and I think we should really start doing that, especially in this day and age, because things are moving very quickly. A lot of things are happening in the world. The times are changing, just so quick. Like, you wake up the next day and things just seem vastly different. And I think it's important to contemplate heaven so that we can look forward and look up, and be, you know, have a real deep sense of joy instead of saying, you know, what's going to happen next? Like, when is the other shoe going to fall? You know, what, you know, all that, we're in this storm. And I think that can really help. So, I mean, I know I try to do that on a regular basis. I think if we did that as a Take-Two family, we can all support one another in that. And I think that's wonderful. And your call really inspired me to remember to bring that up quite often. Now, let me circle back to your dinosaur joke. We did get that the T-Rexes are their arms are short, and Marty brought that up last night when we were listening to the show. We did get that, but we, you know, I got to tell you, it's interesting. Jerry and I, it's a lot harder to do live radio than people think, and so we're trying to keep everything moving and trying to get the jokes, and so we were like a couple seconds behind on a few of them. So we appreciate that, Doug. And I'll tell you what, as you know from being on the Stand Tall retreats, we love to laugh, and that's a good thing. So Doug and I'm laughing, and in a great way, in a joyous way, because your voice sounds super strong. So you are getting better every single day. I can hear it.
Yeah, and you talk about you're really not the person to be hosting a joke show, because you can just get giddy. And I think ladies' laughter is just that much sweeter than the man. I think it's because they just experience emotions and stuff just that little bit more than men. And I've had this illusion of creating a candy bar. I wanted to name it Laughing Lady, because I just don't think of anything sweeter than ladies laughing.
Oh, wow. I like that.
There you go, Deb.
That's a nice compliment. Nice? Thank you, Doug. You're amazing.
Doug, thanks for the call. Appreciate it so much. Calling from Blooming Prairie, Minnesota. 833-288-3986 is the number to call. Be on our unscripted show. We're going to go quickly to Mark in Encino, California, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Mark. Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? I want to comment on a joke show that I heard yesterday. I drive around in the morning doing my Uber Eats thing, and there were all these jokes. There was a section where you were talking about how people misinterpret the words the Lord's Prayer. Maybe kids say, Howard be thy name. I thought that was cute. Yeah. But you left out one, and maybe it's just my wife and I, but, and lead us not into Penn Station. If you've ever been to Penn Station, you would not want to be let into it.
Yeah. Wow, that's good. That's good. Where did you learn that one, Mark?
Oh, I think it was some joke that a friend was running me once, but I couldn't help it. Ever since I've heard it, I can't unhear it. But I think that it's funny because, again, if you've ever been to Penn Station, one time we were at 4 a.m. stuck without a hotel in New York, and we were trying to get out of there and find a place to stay, and we were let into Penn Station, and the Lord let us out again.
That's hilarious.
Well, and we just, speaking of, that was a good one, Mark. Speaking of jokes, we had a listener, Joe, who just emailed in, and he had this one to share with us. He said, once upon a time, there lived a king who was only 12 inches tall. He was a terrible king, but he made a great ruler.
Well, all right, we're good for another 25,000 miles, folks.
You good, good. Thanks,
Thank
Mark.
Thank you, Mark. Safe driving, okay? Beautiful. That is great. Okay, so we have a couple open phone lines. This is unscripted. You can bring anything you want to talk about to this conversation. This is our monthly show where it's an open forum. So we ask you if you want to ask questions about the faith, if you have problems going on in relationships, in your community, we can talk about it. If you want to change the world with this very minor conversation, we can do that as well. We can dream big. But let's hear what Regina has to say. Regina is in Brighton, Colorado, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Regina. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you so much.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you, so I'm born and raised Catholic. My husband wasn't really raised Catholic, but is coming. He'll be confirmed this April. And he is, you know, reading a bunch of scripture, and he had asked me a question the other day that I thought I answered, but I'm kind of questioning myself. He had asked me when Jesus was on the cross and said, Father, why have you forsaken me? He didn't understand why he said that, because he said that Jesus knew what he was supposed to do. He knew his the will of God was to die for us on the cross, I told him that because Jesus died for us on the cross and he died for our sins, that he carried all those sins on the cross with him, and God looked away from him because of all that sin. Am I way off on that?
Debbie, you want me
to... Why don't you go first? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for the call, Regina. We appreciate that. And we rejoice with you that your husband is on this beautiful journey into the Catholic Church. I mentioned earlier at the start of the show, Debbie and I are not apologists like many of the others on Catholic Radio EWTN, but we can kind of find our way around a little bit in the faith. And one of the things to keep in mind is always to take scripture verses and passages in context. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of places in the Bible where it'll say something and it could be easily misconstrued or misunderstood. And this is one of those. Jesus is quoting Psalm 22.
That's right.
When he's on the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? And it goes on to talk about how he feels, you know, abandoned and, just really neglected by God. But it's a long psalm, too, by the way. It goes on for 31 verses. But toward the end of the psalm, it talks about how this psalmist is glorifying God and praising God. In verse 22, I will declare your name to my people. In the assembly, I will praise you. Mm-hmm. So, again, we have to look at the whole psalm within context. And that's one of the beautiful things about Scripture. It's so rich, it's so full, it's so deep. As long as we read it through the eyes of faith, by the rule of faith, what's called the rule of faith, and take scripture passages in the context. Now, Debbie, I don't know if you want to add anything to that or clean up anything that I said, but
that was excellent, Regina. You'll find that Jesus quoted from the Psalms, the Old Testament. It was part of the fulfillment of the prophecy. So you, like Jerry said, you have to look at it in its, you have to look at the whole big picture, okay? Rather than dissecting each and every word that he said and trying to apply it to what was taking place. Look at it from the context that he was really living out the truth of the Old Testament, right? So he was living that out. So he was quoting from that. And so there's a power in that when there's a fulfillment in that. So you see, I maybe botched that up a little bit, but you see where I'm going with it? Sometimes we take each word that we read in the New Testament and people really try to, zero in on each word. And it's not necessarily that. You have to look at the big picture.
I gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Let me.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hold on just one second, Regina, here. I'm looking. I did a little search online to see if I could find where there was some further commentary on that. I think if you just do a search for Catholic Psalm 22, I did a search for Catholic.com, but you might do EWTN.com, Psalm 22, whatever. Catholic.org has a good summary of what Jesus is expressing there on the cross as well. So again, it's all, as long as we understand our faith fully and within context, Regina, it does make a beautiful sense, especially the Psalms, okay?
Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it.
Okay, we'll be praying for you and for your husband along the way, up going through April to become a Catholic.
Yeah, that's exciting. What is his first name, Regina?
Tim.
Tim? Okay. I'm going to put you guys in the book. Okay, we'll be praying.
Yay.
Keep us posted. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks, Regina. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you, Regina. Wouldn't you say that Jesus did that on numerous occasions? He would quote the Old Testament, and there's a reason for that. It's a continuation. It's a mm-hmm. fulfillment.
Absolutely. Very well put. The New Testament, i.e. the New Covenant, is indeed, well, the New Covenant is the fulfillment of all of the covenants, all of the things that God ever said and did for his people. And Jesus kind of knew his way around the Bible a little bit, the Old Testament.
That's right.
So
he was
again,
a very good Jew, absolutely.
Yes. Okay. Tracy is coming right up. Kathleen and Dawn and others here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie and you. It's our end of the month unscripted show here. 833-288-3986. great to have you along here. It's a Friday, Feast of St. Thomas Aquinas, great feast day for Dominicans and for all of us, really all of us in the church. I'm Jerry Usher along with Debbie Giorgiani and you. It is our monthly unscripted program, whatever you would like to talk about. And we will hear from Tracy next, a first-time caller in Wilson, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross. Hi, Tracy. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm struggling with something with all the mandates and stuff, especially living in New York. I would like to know what to do about the mask mandates. My family and a lot of people I'm friends with, we're not sick. We don't feel like we need to wear a mask to church, but we're being told we're not welcome at church unless we wear a mask, that we're not even allowed to come in. I understand that there's a lot of parishioners that watch a lot of media that they're living in fear, and I'm not living in fear. I know that God has a plan for me, and I'm not going to live in fear. On the other hand, I'm struggling because I know that we're supposed to be living in love, and you know, we're supposed to be kind for those parishioners that are living in that fear, and how it's not awful to wear a mask for 1 hour to go into church and receive the Eucharist. It's not that, but something just tugs at me that, you know, the more we give in to these mandates, the more things are going to come down. And I just feel like I've drawn a line in the sand and I really need to stick to it. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys have any suggestions.
Hmm. Have you spoken to your pastor at your parish about this and your feelings?
Oh, yeah. He's called us and told us we're not allowed to come to church unless we have a mask on.
He actually said that to you.
Oh, yeah, he's called us all at home.
Wow.
Oh, like all parishioners.
All parishioners, okay.
The ones who are maskless, the ones who don't want to wear a mask, yes. Because we're repeatedly every week not wearing masks. And every week, you know, there's something in the bulletin, and every week, you know, there's an announcement made at the beginning. My kids are altar servers, my kids are lectors, and yeah, we were called at home specifically. There's a couple families that were.
Hmm. And did Father say to the parishioners that refused to wear a mask during Mass? Did he say, "Well, you can watch it at home, and that you know, quote unquote, counts, so you're not under any grave sin"? Did he offer that option, or did he say you're in sin if you don't come?
No, I think the bishop has rescinded that you need to go to church again because, you know, you can wear the mask and stuff. But, you know, I don't wear a mask anywhere, not in the stores or anything. It's not a law. They can't tell you that, you know, there's mm-hmm. no law. It's a mandate for New York State right now with mm-hmm. Kathy Hochul. But it's not a law. And last week they rescinded it. And said it's unconstitutional for her to have this power. And then the next day they put it back. And now I guess today they're going to vote on it again. Mm. So I'm not sure.
Tracy, can I ask you a question? Are there other Catholic churches in the vicinity that don't have that strict of a policy?
Yes. So there are a couple priests that are not enforcing it, that, you know, they say at the beginning and they put in their bulletin, please wear a mask. But they're not kicking you out.
Okay.
But our priest said that he's repeatedly, that parishioners are coming up to him over and over saying these people still aren't wearing masks. So he's really being harassed by mm-hmm. different parishioners who want us masked. But
gotcha.
My idea is if you're masked and you're vaccinated, why do you care what I'm doing?
Hmm. Well, Tracy, this is just my personal opinion on this, okay? Rather than creating a really difficult time for the pastor and the parish community, if you do have another option to go to another Catholic church where you would feel more comfortable at this point and in the decisions that you have made personally for your family and the mask wearing and not wearing the mask, then I would do that, because I would give the pastor a chance not to feel so threatened and harassed, okay? Or I would wear the mask for an hour so that you can stay connected to your parish community. I think you do have options. The problem is I think at this point where we're at in the world, in the country, in even our individual states, in the United States, we're in a difficult place, and some people are drawing a line in the sand, but it's actually, to be honest with you, a little too late. I mean, it should have been done a year and a half ago, when we could have had some kind of, you know, power in that. Now I think we're in a difficult situation in various settings. So I would just, I think for the pastor, this is going to be very difficult, and I wouldn't want to see it forever divide your community. And so I always tend to choose peace over it, peace, not to compromise, not that you're going to, you know, totally give up your convictions and everything, but to keep peace in the community, because I think the communities are very divided right now. What do you think, yeah. Tracy?
Yeah, there's such division. It's huge amounts of division in all areas and all aspects of everything right now. You know, and the division, if you say your opinion, somebody's going to tell you, well, your opinion's wrong. Even if, you know, and then nobody can even get along and be okay with somebody else's opinion. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, we are attending a different church now. I just didn't, you know, sometimes you have that tug of war with yourself where you know that you, like, and him and I have emailed back and forth, and he keeps telling me, you know, we want everyone united under the body of Christ. And I absolutely understand that. And I want to be that loving person, but I also know, okay, so what are you going to do in 3 months from now when they say, okay, you have to be vaccinated to come to church? Because I'm not getting the vaccine either. So right. Then what? Right. I mean, I feel like I need a bishop and a priest that's gonna lead in these troubled times, not that's going to keep caving to all the demands, because yeah. I think they're going to keep coming.
Well, I agree with you, Tracy. I mean, I was the one at the very, Jerry knows this, the very first show we did when the whole, in March 2020, when COVID hit, I said we should be like Poland and have 17 masses every single day so that people can go to mass and receive rather than shutting down all the masses and closing right. the churches. So I agree with you. The one thing I would say, though, is to give your pastor maybe a little bit of a gift and maybe say, you know, Father, we don't want to cause any more division, okay? But we've really prayed about this as a family. This is what we feel, and we've chosen to go to another. Now let me just make it clear for those that listen, because we have a lot of non-Catholic listeners. Tracy, you're going to another Catholic church, not just another church. Yeah. You're going to another Catholic church.
Correct.
And maybe just say to him, you know, because just real quickly, let me give you an example. I love going to this certain church that's in my neighborhood, and Father, the pastor there has made it clear that you know, he would prefer that everybody receive in the hand. And my husband and I receive on the tongue. So we don't go to that church right now. We go to a church, a Catholic church that will give us communion on the tongue. And that's just, you know, that's what I feel in my heart that I need to do as a Catholic. And I feel that is the right thing for me because of various scientific reasons. I've heard many speakers say how it's even more sanitary that way, especially when you're kneeling, right. And that's what we do. So I feel very in good conscience as a Catholic, as a well-formed, hopefully well-formed Catholic, that's what I choose to do. And I don't want to cause any division. So I won't make any statements or stand up or demand anything at these other churches. I simply go to another option. That's just me. But Jerry, what do you think?
Okay.
Yeah, well, Tracy, I certainly you know, sympathize with you, empathize with you, and I can't add a whole lot to what Debbie said there. I just think that, you know, in this, I would, if I were you, if you know, if it's important enough to you, I would, you know, maybe think about consulting a canon lawyer on this, because Catholics, we have a right to the sacraments, and I know that a lot of parishes have done what your pastor is doing right now, and some even, like you said, you know, mandating the shot before people can come to church. And I think that's overstepping considerably, but I would entrust this to a canon lawyer if I were you, who really can kind of, you know, help you understand what the church in its legal body, you know, it's a body of legal documents, has to say about it.
That's a good point. What do you think, Tracy?
I appreciate you taking my call. Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. You are welcome, Tracy. Our prayers will be with you. Tracy's not alone. Obviously, there are lots of Tracys in the world right now who are having these same difficulties. And I think it's a matter of a person's conscience, Debbie, you know, how they approach all of this. And thanks be to God, as you pointed out, Debbie, there are many other Catholic churches in most areas, not in all areas, but in most areas. So we do have options when things like this come up. But the division, you mentioned the division, it drives me crazy. And Satan is the divider. He's the king of division. Mm-hmm. And we are seeing that, you know, on such a widespread basis in the church today. This is a time we have really got to be coming together and not going further apart from one another.
I agree. And the other thing I think we need to do too is just to suspend our judgment of where people's come froms are, because, you know, let's face it, folks, just go back, rewind to March 2020, and you'll see, you know, they first told us we had to stand, you know, 9 feet apart, then 6 feet apart, now 3 feet apart, then it was 14 days quarantine, now it's 10 days quarantine, now it's 5 days quarantine. Okay, and the excuse always is, well, we're learning and we're growing. It doesn't really matter. Take the whole thing. Take the whole 2 years, okay? You have mass confusion. And when you have mass confusion, you have chaos. You have division. You have people going against one another, throwing stories back and forth. It's very unfortunate. And I agree, Jerry, Satan is absolutely loving every minute of it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks again, Tracy, for calling in. We appreciate it. Anne has been holding super long and super patiently in Buffalo, New York, listening on the Station of the Cross, our Sirius XM 130 today. Hi, Anne. Welcome.
Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks for your patience. You've really been waiting a long time.
Oh, it wasn't too bad. I'm wondering, okay, so I recently learned, I've lived in my house like 17 years, and I recently learned like 5 minutes away that they have at a parish exposition of the Blessed Sacrament every single day. And wonderful. I did not know this, and I would have, when I go, I'd only go once in a while when I found out there was one somewhere, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I really want to dive more into adoration. And, you know, I feel kind of called to go there more. And I've brought the rosary. I have a pamphlet I've used for meditation, although I'm one that struggles with meditation, a lot of daydreaming and stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering, like, and this is terrible, but I've looked around and, other people, and they just look so deeply in the moment, which I struggle with. And I just, you know, what else can I bring? Like, can I bring, I love reading about the saints. Yeah. And I don't know if, you know, if books like that, if I should walk in like completely Christ focused, or if I could use some guidance, some direction on the other materials.
Yeah. Yeah. And I am giggling because you are precious. And we all, if you really wanted to talk to everybody who goes to adoration, whether they stop in to say hello to Jesus or they spend an hour or two with Jesus, we all go through that. Okay. So what you're experiencing, what you're thinking, it is exactly it. Here's what I used to share with everybody when I was teaching on Eucharistic adoration. And that is, whether you're sitting in front of the tabernacle or Jesus is exposed, you know, bring whatever material, the lives of the saints, a book, a journal. You know, sometimes you want to write down things that are coming to you. There's little pamphlets on how to prepare for adoration and things you can think about. And those are all wonderful added resources. I really, truly believe, this is me, Anne. Now, I have 30 plus years in religious education, so I think I'm pretty safe in that area. I think you just need to be. And what I mean by that is just be with our Lord. just sit there. And you know, the fact that you're a daydreamer, I love that. And you know what? The Lord loves that. That means you know how to imagine things. You know how to dream big. You know how to think of things that most people who maybe just have like a blank slate in their mind aren't thinking about. And he knows that about you. And with that, he can use that when he is intimately connected with you. So just be. You know, even if you slightly doze off a little and you're a little bit drowsy, it's okay, because you are with the Lord, and that is a safe, secure, loving place to be. And I tell people all the time, I change the way I share this with people. You know, we have perpetual adoration at a lot of places, and you know that people sign up for an hour to be an adorer, and that is wonderful. That is a beautiful discipline and devotion. But I tell people all the time, spend just 5 minutes with the Lord, you know, 10 minutes. Okay, just stop in to a church and sit for a couple minutes and say hello to our Lord and be with our Lord in the tabernacle if the church is open, if they don't have perpetual adoration. But Anne, there's no right or wrong way. Just be. That's what I would say. Jerry?
Well, it's amazing, Anne and Debbie, because I had just, Debbie and I usually type a few notes for ourselves to reply to callers like you, Anne. And the one thing that I wrote down is the most important thing is you're there with him. That's what I wrote, and that's what Debbie said. And it's absolutely true. I mean, bring a Bible. There's often a lot of Bibles on shelves in adoration chapels, other spiritual forms of spiritual reading as well. But yeah, I think the most important thing, and Jesus really appreciates it, is you are there. Because when you think about the number of Catholics who drive, you know, you didn't know, and now that you know, you're going to go to this adoration chapel. But how many Catholics know that it's there, and you know, can't find 5 minutes a week or 5 minutes a day, or it's just not important enough for them to stop in there? And Jesus has said through many apparitions and visionaries in the past how it pains his soul, you know, if he is there all alone. And so thanks be to God for people like you, Anne, and others who stop in and console him and love him and adore him and worship him. We applaud you for that. Does any of that help out at all?
Yeah, actually, that's absolutely beautiful. I love the simplicity of what you guys said, because I think sometimes I put so much pressure on myself to be a certain way, and I forget, like, you know, just the simplicity of things and just right. to be. And right. I love that. I think that's really right. beautiful.
Well, and the other thing too, Anne, real quickly, try to stop yourself from looking at others that are there and adoring, because everybody has their own unique gifts and spirituality and where they're at. Like, I remember one time going into adoration and I saw a beautiful young man, and he was face down in front of the monstrance, face down. And for a good 10 minutes, I'm sitting there going, okay, Lord, should I be face down? I'm going, my knees are killing, you know, and I'm going, my knees are killing me, Lord. And then finally I just started giggling, and I'm like, Lord, you know that this is the best way I can show up. And so I had to stop myself from kind of wondering, does he have a holier way of connecting with God than I do? And I realized how silly that sounded, right? Because we're all, you know, made in the image and likeness of God. We're uniquely created. God knows our hearts, and he connects with us where we're at. So that brought me great comfort and peace, Anne, and I want that for you.
Ah, oh, that's awesome. I should be less focused on what's going around. I'm just like kind of looking around like, what should I be doing? You know, but
am I doing this right?
But yeah, am I doing it right? Yeah. And just the simplicity, you know, it even makes me think of like Saint Therese, the little flower. Just, you know, her little way. And
yeah,
exactly. And remember, your guardian angel's right next to you adoring the Lord too. You know that, right? So your guardian angel's right next to you adoring the Lord. Yeah. Yes. So if you're sitting there sometimes and going, what should I be doing? You know, just say to your guardian angel, hey, help me out right now. Give me an inspiration. Give me a thought. Give me, you know, an idea of what I should be feeling, thinking, doing. You know, it's wonderful. Your guardian angel is right there to assist you and is handpicked by God just for you, Anne, just for you, just uniquely matched to you by God. So how amazing is that?
Yeah, I haven't even thought about that. I mean, I've thought about guardian angels, but I mean, like, in that way, that is really beautiful. I love that.
Good. Awesome. Well, you are going to be in for some very wonderful blessings and enrichment of your life, and as you spend that time with the Lord in the Eucharist. So please remember us, if you would, just mention our names and ask God to bless us, if you would be so kind, and we'll ask God to just pour out abundant graces and blessings on you, okay?
Absolutely, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Ann in Buffalo. Appreciate the call. Just real quickly, Debbie, I have passed through phases in my own spiritual life where when I would be in adoration, I would think, okay, now I have to be doing this. And, you know, that's for 5 minutes. And now for 10 minutes, I need to be doing this. And now I need to be reading scripture. And now I need to be doing spiritual reading. Now I need to be journaling. Now I need to be doing mental prayer. All of those are important, but I love the way you described it, for Anne. There just does not have to be a necessary. You can have a routine, a regimen, if you want. But if you don't feel like it at that moment, or you just want to simply sit there and be with the Lord, that's as good as He loves. He loves that, I'm sure.
Absolutely. Did you want to highlight something for our listeners?
I do, yeah. Sunday mornings, 9:15 a.m. Eastern Time on many of these same EWTN stations, Stories from the Heart with Sandra McDevitt. It features Catholic inspirational stories that are uplifting, bringing the heart and soul closer to God. And the stories span from the late 1800s to the present day. Stories from the Heart with Sandra McDevitt, Sunday mornings, 9:15 Eastern here on EWTN Radio.
I want to share something real quickly. I shared this many years ago on Take Two. I brought a group of high school seniors into adoration during a religious education class. And I told the teens, I said, we're going to spend about 15 minutes with our Lord. And they said, what should we do? And I said, you do whatever comes natural. And they said, okay, Miss Deb. They always called me Miss Deb. Mm-hmm. So I took them to adoration, and 45 minutes later, okay, we were only going to spend 15 minutes. 45 minutes later, when the class was pretty much done and their parents were ready to pick them up or they drove home, so many of the teens were sleeping. And I had to wake them up, and I said, okay, it's time to go. We're done. And they said, please don't let us leave. We feel so at peace.
Wow. Yeah.
What does that tell you? They didn't sleep. You know, it wasn't because they were bored. They fell into a beautiful state of being connected with our Lord.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah, yeah. Let's go to Kathleen, listening in Cleveland, a first-time caller to Take Two, listening on the EWTN podcast normally. Hi, Kathleen. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Doing okay. How about you on this Friday?
I'm doing good, too. I was blessed to be able to go to church in person.
Beautiful.
But I do use the TV too. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I am allowed now to tell you what I about
sure.
The holy water?
Yeah, yeah. We've got about 1 minute. So if you can squeeze it in there, that'd be great.
Okay. I don't think we take advantage of the sacramental gift that the Lord has blessed us with. But because of all the blessings that are on it, not only helps with our defeat, our venial sins, but it also helps those that are fearful or those are just worried about different things, their kids or whatever, is that they just need to use the blessed holy water and bless themselves. And I always ask our Blessed Mother to take the holy water and then sprinkle it on whoever is in need at the time. And if it's someone special that I myself personally know, I might mention their name and then say, Our Father, Hail Mary, and glory be. I think it's a great gift, a tremendous gift in this time especially. You know, the church knows that all the different blessings that are sprinkled on it, when you're worried or you have some fear, you know, you should run to your holy water and bless yourself and ask Mom to please help me to not be worried or have anxiety, but to just praise God, you know?
Yeah, sure.
I thank God for it, that I have the best holy water. And I think other of all my friends should have holy water in their house and use it.
Well, you're making a great point here, Kathleen, and thank you so much for being a first-time caller. So many times we think that we have to, for spiritual things, for spiritual blessings, for graces, we have to actually be in the church, at the church, and sure, we get abundant blessings and graces. They're receiving the Eucharist and holy water and all of that, but Debbie, the church has given us what Kathleen rightfully called a sacramental. It's not the same as a sacrament, but sacramentals like holy water and blessed salt and oil and things like this. And, you know, they call the home the domestic church. There's a reason for that. So we have these great resources and tools, things like holy water that we can use in our homes and really anywhere.
And they're very powerful. We always are saying have a holy water font at the entrance of your home. And it's a very powerful sacramental. Kathleen, thank you so much. Tony, Stacy, Dawn, we've got more jokes coming in. We've got some more comments about Holy Hour and book suggestions. You can always email us, take2@ewtn.com. Coming up Monday, this was inspired by Gigi. She wants us to give us our share with the world our most inspirational story. And I think that's going to be a wonderful show on Monday, Jerry.
Indeed. Thanks so much for your listenership, your prayers. You're always in ours. And until Monday, we want to wish you a beautiful and blessed weekend. And even though Year of St. Joseph officially is over, we continue to ask him, St. Joseph, please pray for us. Amen.